Pursued a sports feature series highlighting athletes, coaches and staff and significant sporting events from North Bay and the surrounding area. In December of 2011, 21-year-old volunteer firefighter Paul Nelson of Callander was killed in a single vehicle collision on Highway 534 while responding to a fire call. He was a student at Nipissing University, completing his third year at in physical and health education at the time of his death and in the years since. His friends, family and educators have come together to honor his life and legacy with the Paul Nelson Memorial Scholarship and the annual Paul Nelson Memorial Hockey Game. After Paul's passing tragically in 2011, we thought it would be an opportunity for students and faculty and staff to come together and play in an effort to raise money for his scholarship to carry his legacy forward, says Dr. Mark Bruner, who was one of Paul's professors in the Bachelor of Health and Physical Education program, BPHE. Paul was passionate about coaching, and he really did an exemplary job with his philosophy about coaching and showing the role of coaches and how to get young athletes to achieve their potential. By combining this previously existing game and changing it to honor him, it has allowed us to award one scholarship to a student every year over the last 10 years. The scholarship is awarded annually to a third or fourth year BPHE student in Nipissing's Physical Health and Education coaching course who exemplifies excellence in the development of their coaching philosophy. It's bittersweet because it is something that is really tragic because Paul was a very well-respected young man, but there is also something very rewarding when you hear from alumni who have been recognized by this scholarship, says Jennifer Buell, a placement officer in the School of Health and Physical Education. Some of them were Paul's peers and this scholarship helped show them some validation based on their coaching philosophy and their overall work. Bruner says, the choices have been very difficult each year in selecting the student who receives the scholarship because there are so many deserving individuals and there have been double winners the odd time, including this year. Buell says Nelson was a hard-working and well-respected student who was actively involved in the community. Paul's legacy in many ways is not just in giving these young people affirmations in their coaching philosophies, but in the sense that they are still learning about who he was and what type of student he was. He was such a nice young man, and it just feels like this event continues that connection, says Buell. Bruner says the event itself has changed over the years. I think back to some of the early days where we just had a paper and pencil and were just trying to get people to sign up. To see where it's at now, it's been really special to see and it's been very rewarding, he says. We have a student coordinator each year who brings a new excitement and a new energy to each event. Former Lakers player Laura McKenzie organized a successful road hockey tournament to coincide with the event. Kiara Jeffries, currently the assistant coach of the Nipissing Lakers women's hockey team, introduced the idea of the free public skate which allows more students and the general public to be involved and they get to be on the ice right before the game. And those kinds of things have really helped with bringing this event to where it's at now. Bruner says the game wouldn't be possible without the incredible support from Nipissing faculty, staff, students and alumni over the years. We also want to acknowledge the important sponsors for the event. Those include Paul McLean and Source for Sports North Bay. They have been an exceptional generous sponsor of the Paul Nelson Memorial Game since its inception. McLean has donated prizes annually for the Chuck A Puck event and helped with designing and affordably securing the amazing Paul Nelson Memorial Game jerseys. Bruner adds this year the donation includes a Yeti cooler, tumblers and items for a Yeti prize pack raffle draw. Bruner adds, Dr. Casey Phillips and Vito Castiglione has generously donated new Laker athletic clothing and items for the Chuck A Puck event and draws. With the support of the past and present deans of the Schulich School of Education, DRs Sharon Rich, Carol Richardson, and Callie Maddy, the Schulich Fund has supported the ice rental at Memorial Gardens to ensure 100% of the proceeds go towards the Paul Nelson Memorial Scholarship. Meantime, he says Dr. Jim McAuliffe and Dr. Graydon Raymer, two directors of the BPHE program who have fully supported the event for many years, as have the Lakers head coaches of the hockey teams Mike McParland and Darren Turcotte. McParland has often played in the game, and Turcotte brought his U Sport silver medal-winning new Lakers women's team to participate in the public skate with the North Bay Ice Bolts players last year. And Dr. Kevin Walmsley, in his first year as new president, played in the game. Bruner adds, this event really means a lot to the past winners and other alumni, some of which will be traveling over 6 hours to be in North Bay this Saturday. Buell says, we're so appreciative of all the time and energy and commitment that not only have Paul's peers have put into this, but the next generation of students who come to play in the game and the faculty and staff who support it as well. Now we see young families coming back and supporting the game and taking part in the public skate, and we're really appreciative of that. The event takes place on Saturday, March 4th at 2 p.m., free public skate, and 3 p.m. Paul Nelson Memorial Game, at Memorial Gardens, and Bruner says this will be the last memorial game. The goal with the game this year is to raise approximately $3,000 to ensure that we have an endowed scholarship so that Paul Nelson Memorial Award will live on forever, he says, adding, over the past 10 years, through the generosity and efforts of faculty, staff, students, and alumni, we have raised over $20,000 toward the Paul Nelson Memorial Scholarship and awarded 12 scholarships. You can register to play in the game or make a donation by visiting https://g4id.nipissingu.ca/paul-nelson-memorial-scholarship/. Buell adds, as a parent, I think this is a wonderful legacy, and I know the Nelson family has been very supportive of this as well. Paul always took the time to chat and open up about his goals, and he was passionate about that, and so it's important that this continues to do the great work that he intended to do. There are also plans to name a new boardroom in the Center for Physical and Health Education, the Paul Nelson Memorial Boardroom. Bruner says, we will have a proper dedication with the Nelson family and plan to house the award plaque and a framed jersey. If you have a story idea for the Pursuit series, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.